Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 13th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 28-57-87. Now we are ready to start a new document. It is the seventh document of 12, and the title of this document is Nahum. Of course, that's a phonetic word that means sorrow, and he addresses it right at the start in verse 1. Seat of government, cities, information, that is Nineveh. This is very different from what Jonah did. Jonah helped those people get straightened out. However, there was a problem. And those people in a century to two centuries had gone astray and now had to be punished severely. So this is seat of government, cities, information. This is directed to Nineveh, as we commonly use the phonetic sounding. Documents of most powerfuls ensnared and one sorrows video. So this is Nahum's video. Verse 2, most powerful is ardent. We need to understand who he is. He is very zealous, and it's not the way we look at him at all that counts. Eternal Originator avenges, that is, Yahweh avenges. He is possessor of extreme displeasure. That's a very interesting word, because the word is actually Baal is the owner or possessor of extreme displeasure. Eternal Originator takes vengeance on his foes. You betcha, mister. Are we kidding ourselves? Do we think he doesn't mean business? He says choose life and we choose death. So we're all facing imminent death right now. He reserves it for his enemies. Eternal Originator, verse 3, is patient of nose, very patient. He sure has been patient with me for over 80 years. And great of strength, he is most powerful. He will not acquit. He's not going to let us off. We're going to have to pay the penalty somehow. We have got to get things straightened out here. And he does offer a way for that to happen. Eternal Originator's way is with windstorm and storm. That includes firestorms. His feet are clouds of dust. I've seen them come in when we lived in the Phoenix area. Verse 4, he rebukes sea. He makes it dry. It was absolutely dry, and those ancient peoples walk through it on different occasions. He parches rivers. Well, he does that, does he? He weakened a fertile and plantation. Those are ancient areas just to the north of Jerusalem. He weakened whiteness bud. That's Lebanon. Verse 5, mountains quake from him. Yeah, he has full power, whether it's a mountain or the whole planet or the whole universe. The hills flow from him too. They will flow a reaction to him. The planet lifts from his faces. Society and all inhabitants in it. Verse 6, who will stand to the faces of his displeasure? Who will arise in his nose's heat? It's always explained as his nose has been out of shape, not that he is ever angry. His extreme displeasure pours out like a blaze. The boulders have been pulled down because of him. Verse 7, eternal originator is the place of safety in day of trouble. So we need to know the place of safety is not a location where we can flee. It is supreme who will protect. He knows those who rely fully on him. Now, if we want protection, we're going to have to rely fully on him. Verse 8, he overflows with deluge. He did that in the inundation that killed off all the planet's inhabitants except for a man and his wife and their descendants. He will accomplish completion of her locale. Darkness will pursue his enemies. Verse 9, why have you devised against the eternal originator? Yeah, why do we do that? He will accomplish completion. Trouble will not arise twice. Verse 10, they are like thorns that are tangled, like wine quaffed. They are devoured like chaff we dry. Verse 11, one will go out from you to devise evil against the eternal originator. He will advise what is good for nothing. The demons think they're equal to or greater than supreme, but of course, they're total failures and absurd liars. Verse 12, eternal originator conveys this. They are complete and so numerous, they will be sheared. It will pass. I will afflict you. I will no longer afflict you. So there's punishment, and then he will favor us for the next 1,000 years. Verse 13, now I will break off his yoke from you and tear your bonds off. No more demonism. That's going to be ended here in a very soon period of time. Verse 14, eternal originator instructed about you. None from your name will again be impregnated. I will cut off image and statue from your mighty one's house. That's from the demon facilities we have that we call houses of worship, religious nonsense. I will appoint your interment. That's death. You are despised. That's so true worldwide. Verse 15, you will notice on mountains, feet bring good news, announcing success. That's what this message is here in this podcast. Praise originator, that is Judah. You celebrate your celebrations. That is not what pleases him. You pay your promises. One good for nothing will no longer pass into you. All will be cut off. So he's going to deal with Israel and with Judah. And we're going to see the situation that has been going wrong for so long with the demons in control in the last 5,000 plus years. That will all change. Now, let's conclude here and we'll go on to the next chapter. And the next podcast. We must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated, being changed. We must be being converted now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.